Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be in December, which we'll check the time, at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net control, just please contact a club member and we can set that up. And should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. This is KC2YXN. And now I'm looking for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations who would like to join us this evening. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join our chat this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
Okay, the net recognizes George, M2PFF. Do we have any other stations who would like to join us? Okay, George, you're up. Boy, we've got 26 degrees here. Are you that chilly or a little bit warmer?
Well, it's M2PFM, and I am a little bit warmer. I'm 30 degrees right now. The temperature range today was 29 to 48. And we had on and off sunshine all day. So that was about it. I don't know, I'd be expecting 6 to 12. They're talking about lake effect possibly tomorrow night into Monday morning. If that's actually going to happen, or if that's going to be mainly over Tug Hill, because the temperatures, from what I've seen, don't seem to look like it's going to stay below freezing. It's one thing. Oh, I like that thing last week about the computer on kickboxing. I've told that one around, and boy, I've gotten belly laughs all over the place on that one. That was a very good one. So was the one before that on the Pentecostals with the hands up all the time. Ooh. Nasty, nasty. I did finally find out that indeed the sheriff here has gone up to those 453 channels, and of course only APCO 25 modulation, so I'm going to have to get another scanner in order to keep listening, number one. They called Radio Shack in Watertown on that, and they told me I was right what I had found out. I want to make sure it wasn't otherwise encrypted, otherwise another scanner wouldn't do me any good, that's for sure. And I'd like to know, I hope Kevin James would have been there, because I wanted to know when this other CBS affiliate is supposed to join on Channel 2 out of Utica. The three that are there now, they're still there and fine. But he said a fourth one was supposed to join around this time. I wasn't sure just what date that was. Okay, with that, we'll say God bless in 73s. Oh, by the way, Mom went completely insane again today, so I don't know what happened after I left. She was just screaming at the top of our lungs constantly, kicking everyone, pushing everyone away, what can I say? With that, God bless, 73, is that 2PFM clear?
Okay, George, well, she's in her prayers, and I think I heard that it was going to be in December sometime that the new station was going to be on the Utica, the Utica roster of stations, so I think I heard that. And boy, lucky you, you got a little bit warmer temperatures. Yeah, the tug really gets hammered, you know, it's that lake effect in there, and in fact, when I was working at SU, I had a coworker who lived up there. And she had the funniest picture. It was a picture of her daughter. Her daughter was about 12. And all you could see was a little pom-pom on the top of the girl's hat. That's how deep the snow was. It was a really funny picture. So, okay, George, well, thanks for joining in with us. And I'm going to do another inquiry. This is KC2YXM for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for further check-ins.
This is KC2IXV. WA2U.
Okay, Lenny, wonderful to have you, and John. Lenny, you're up first. Haven't talked to you in a long time. So, tell us what's new.
Well, we've had some beautiful weather over here, and I've been just trying to catch up on my yard work and my firewood and everything. And right now I look at the temperature and it's about 30 degrees, so. But the moon is shining and everything is good. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, we've got a clear, cold night here. We're at 26 degrees. Good, yeah, I've done a lot of work out. We had a bunch of trees that were dead by a driveway, and we had somebody fell them and drag them out, and I cleared that whole area around. Unfortunately, I got a couple days ago, I got chased by some kind of growling animal. I was running too fast, and I was afraid if I looked back, I would have fell down. So I made it back into the house, but while I was clearing out branches, I guess I ran into somebody's house, and they weren't happy about it. Okay, Lenny, well, great to hear you on. And up next, we've got WA2U.
WA2U, I'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. I think Kathy might have mentioned the temperature of 26, I guess, here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Another nice day out today, and I don't know what we're in store for the weekend. We're going to try and get into camp tomorrow, walk over or ride over, and Mark and I are going to try to, a good friend of mine, put some siding on the camp, so we're gradually getting that in shape, and maybe next week our contractor will be here. So busy, 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 taking advantage of the weather. Yes, kind of interesting. I went out there and fired off a couple warning shots via the Remington, and so we haven't seen the heard the creature. I just heard something outside. I don't know what. Maybe I'm talking too soon about this, but anyways. That distracted me, so hope everyone has a great weekend, and I will try to figure out where the sound came from. So, and we have more company out there. That's one thing without the snow. There's a lot of creatures moving around, four-legged ones, investigating and getting ready, I guess, for colder temperatures. So, WA2 back to that.
Yes, that's the fun of living in the North Country. You never know what you're going to run across.
So,
Okay, this is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. Or? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time?
Yes, I'm 2PSM here. I want to thank you for your prayers, for you and John, for my mother and that. I thank you very much for being there too for you people. I trust that I sound like I think you people are good, solid Christians, and I hope I'm right. N2PFM.
Well, thank you, George. Yeah, I think prayer is very important, no matter how you want to do it, but anything positive that you can put out in the world, that's what I look for. So more positive people we have in the world, the better. All right. Any other comments? I guess we don't have any creatures out there. John just checked. Any more comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point? Okay, before I close the Black River Valley Service Net, I have a chuckle for the evening. I was looking up some interesting definitions since the dictionary, new dictionary has just come out. So I have one here. It's called the word is diode, and we all know what that is. It's a noun. But it's a pair of two very long poems. And the other definition is the word tears, and it's a noun, and it said, the means by which masculine will power is defeated by feminine water power. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net. This is KC2YXM, and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank all who checked in this evening. We had George, Lenny, and John with us, and all those who were listening on scanners or by other means. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm, and hope the weather's going to be nice. At least the sunshine makes us feel better. This is KC2YXM 73 and 88 Tall. KC2YXN clear.
Nothing heard. KB2KOJ is clear.